Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Deuteronomy 8 and verse 18. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He that gives you power to get wealth. Right? Why? That He may establish His covenant, which He swore to your fathers as it is this day. Listen to another translation of this. Remember that it is the Lord your God who gives you the power to become rich. He does this because He is still faithful today to the covenant He made with your ancestors. Why? How about today? When God blesses us, is He still keeping covenant? Yes, He is. It's not because we've always done everything perfect. It's not because we've earned it and deserved it through our righteous deeds or our perfect living. It's because He is still faithful to keep His covenant. Is prosperity included in this covenant? Yes, it is. Always has been. Always will be. It was before the law, and it is now. I'm going to read that again. That's the English version is what that one's called. Remember the Lord your God who gives you the power to become rich. Somebody say, I got the power. What does that mean? For what? Now, do you know that that is another way of saying I'm blessed? We camped on this a long time. What is the blessing? The blessing is empowerment to succeed. Empowerment to prosper. Prosperity is success. What's the blessing? The power to do it. Amen. Right? The blessing is the anointing, the empowerment to succeed. Thanks be unto God. He gives you the power to become rich. He does this because He's still faithful today to the covenant He made with your ancestors. Now go to Galatians 3, please. Galatians 3. Galatians 3, are you there? Everybody awake? You have the power?
Yes.
Say it again, I've got the power.
I got the power.
For what? To become rich.
Yes.
And why? Why would the Lord do this in your life? He's keeping His covenant.
Yeah.
Right? He's keeping His covenant. In Galatians 3. We read this last week, but I think we should read it again. I believe we could get even more excited about it this week than we did last week. Galatians 3, we'll begin in verse 6. Galatians 3, 6. He said, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Are you of faith?
Yes.
Then are you one of the children of Abraham?
Yes.
Absolutely. The scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel the good news to Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be empowered to prosper.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Yes.
Blessed. So then, they which be of faith are empowered to succeed with faithful Abraham. Somebody say, I've got the power. For what? To be wealthy, to be rich, to succeed. Now, I know that that bothers some people when you say that. Hope it doesn't bother you. I had a fellow actually meet me out in the parking lot years ago. And he was so mad, he acted like he was about to have a stroke. I thought he was going to raise his fist to me one time. Why was he so mad? He was mad because I kept using the word rich. That was it. I kept trying to see if it was something else. But no, he said, you know, you keep talking about God wants people rich. He said, that ain't right. I said, it is right. He said, it ain't right. I said, why ain't it right? I said, I thought I was quoting the scripture when I said rich. The scripture he got upset about is in 2 Corinthians. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus. How that though he was rich, yet for your sakes, he became poor. So that you through his poverty might be
rich.
That's New Testament.
Yes.
R-I-C-H.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But I said it one too many times. For him, it just was true. He said, you ought to quit saying that. He said, money's the root of all evil. I said, no, it's not. He said, that's Bible too. I said, no, it ain't. That ain't Bible. That made him madder. I said, it says the love of money is the root of all evil. You can be full of the love of money and not have any. There's all kind of people just as broke as can be, and they're covetous. They'll kill you over $5. And they got nothing. Full of the love of money. Well, on the other hand, is it possible you could have all kinds of money but love God more than anything else in the world? Is it possible? You could be rich, 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 but you don't love it. You don't love the money. You don't love the stuff. You love God, and you do anything he tells you with all that money you got. Is it possible at least? Well, I've already volunteered. How about you? I volunteered for one of those positions. And I believe that he told me that it was his desire and will above all things that I prosper and be in health as my soul prospers. He said, so then they which be of faith are blessed, empowered to prosper with faithful Abraham. Verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. What's that got to do with this? It all goes hand in hand. If you're cursed, you ain't blessed. Right? If you're blessed, you're not cursed. Which one are we? We are not cursed. We are redeemed from the curse, and we are blessed. Hold on to your seat now. This is just going to get stronger and stronger. How many with me? You believe this? Do you sense this at all? I'm telling you. I don't care how many times you've heard this. Nobody's exhausted all the light and revelation from any verse of Scripture. And we're going from glory to glory. Faith to faith. Hallelujah. The Lord taught his people that poverty was a curse. That lack was a curse. Tonight, lest the Lord leads us differently, we're going to go back and look at some specific instances where he told them, this is lack, this is poverty, and this is a curse. God said it. Right? And he told Abraham, I'm going to bless you. You're going to be a blessing. The next chapter says God made him very rich. God said, this is blessing. Now, you wouldn't have to be too brilliant to figure that out, would you? If you owe everybody in the country, ain't got enough to feed your kids, why would you think you're blessed? Sick, can't get off the bed, why would you think that's a blessing? And yet, through hundreds of years of lies coming across pulpits, people have come to believe, well, it's a blessing in disguise. It's a blessing. I know this cancer's in the body is awful, but it's really, it could be a blessing in disguise.
No way.
Well, I know the tornado came through and blew the house away, but maybe it's a blessing in disguise. I know we're losing our car, and I know they're going to come repossess this and that, but you know, it's probably a blessing in disguise, and we don't really know what we need. Huh? You ever heard of that? Well, after all, you know, the Lord didn't promise He'd give us our wants. He said our needs. And we don't really know what we need. Well, He gave us above the IQ of an ant. Even an ant knows. You're hungry, you ought to get some food. Right? If you're sick, you need to get well. If you're hurting, you need to quit. If you ain't got money to pay your light bill, you need some money to pay your light bill. I mean, people have to come to church to get that confused. Because just the average person out there knows better than that. They know they would rather be rich than broke. They know they'd rather feel good than hurt. It takes the devil through all kind of religious wrappings to get people so confused that they don't know what's a blessing and what's a curse. I know this is bad, but it's probably a blessing. I know this is good, but it may be a curse. I don't want any of this old world's riches. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have this. You know, people can't even enjoy things for fear of, well, you know, I can't enjoy this because this is going on and this is going on and maybe I shouldn't have this. And maybe it's guilt. People hide their prosperity. Preachers hide their prosperity. Oh, they think, well, the people might not give in the offering. I know of a situation where one fella told the other. He come in, he was special guest speaker, sat up on the platform, had these new alligator shoes on. And the fellow told him, he said, man, you know, you ought not wear them shoes to the meeting. He said, why? He said, well, people will see them and they'll think you don't need any money and they won't give a thing in the offering. He said, get you some, you know, that look kind of rough. Maybe got a little hole in the sole. Well, we laugh, but people think like that. And so everybody hides their prosperity. Not everybody, but a lot of people. But we're not. I said, we're not. I'm not. You're not. Right? God gives you a ring that it takes both hands to hold up. You're going to wear it right in here, right? You're going to wear it right in here. And if I keep doing this, because the light's glittering off your half-pound diamond, well, I'll get some sunshades if I have to. You bring it on in. Right? You bring it right on in.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Covenant of Prosperity, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R528. That's R528, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.